Spinderella cut it up one time.
Last week saw the release of new data in an extensive ongoing study of Czech sexual behavior. Everything from how much time Czechs spend between the sheets to how successful they are. Matters of the bedroom are the subject of today's Talking Point. Sex therapist Petr Weiss, the professor at Charles University who has overseen the project, says among the most important findings since the survey began in 1993 is a rise in contraception use, leading to fewer unwanted pregnancies and consequently fewer abortions. He made clear back in the early 90s the situation was very different.
I think the most marked changes are in the area of contraception use. Especially hormonal contraception is used by three times more women in Czech Republic than it used to be in the beginning of 90s. And this is connected with a big decrease, a very marked decrease in the number of abortions in Czech Republic. Now we have only one quarter of the original amount of abortions. In Czech Republic before revolution, we had more abortions than deliveries. And now it's only 24% of the original state.
If that sounds like Czechs have grown more responsible in bed, well, you're right. In fact, contrary to what many in the Czech Republic tend to think about the youth today, the new generation is generally more careful about sex than their parents were, says Professor Weiss. Contrary to how it is often portrayed on TV, the age that young people lose their virginity has not gone down. According to the study, young men and women on average have sex for the first time at around the age of 18. Professor Weiss says the new generation's approach to sex is, well, more responsible, perhaps even amounting to something of a counter-sexual revolution. Professor Weiss, once again.
I think the main reason of these changes are in the possibilities, opportunities. Now, people, especially young people, they have much more opportunities, possibilities. We could travel through weekends during communism to cottages to have intercourse in cottage or to drink alcohol in cottage or to gardening in cottage. We couldn't travel. We couldn't make a career, professional career. We couldn't read what we want. We couldn't study, but our children, they can, and it is worthwhile for them to delay the marriage, to delay the delivery of the first child, to be careful, not to be pregnant, not to have infections, STDs, and so on and so on. So this is, by my opinion, the main reason of these changes.
But if young Czechs today are more careful, it isn't the result, say, of comprehensive sex education. There, Petr Weiss says the country still has a long way to go. In his view, the quality of sex education now remains highly variable, largely depending on individuals. Schools that aren't lucky enough to have dedicated workers, he says, don't have quality sex ed.
You know, this is an area where we have big reserves, because only one-fifth of Czech population says that got information about sexuality, about sex matters, from school or from family. And this, and most of them, they get it from friends and peers, and we know that peers are not very reliable source of information in this area. So we have to work hard, I think, in future in this area.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
And when it comes to Czech sex, what about those country cottages? It turns out even today they still play an important role. According to the study, 51% of Czechs experience their first time either there or in the midst of nature. The most common spot is within the family home after that, presumably when the parents are out.
In America, it is said that the whole generation was created on the backseat of Ford Model T. and of course, till now, the car is the most commonplace of the forced intercourse in the United States. But in Czech Republic, we have the culture of cottages, of weekend houses, and it is not a big surprise that this is a place of the first intercourse in the more than half of Czech boys and girls.
Other statistics revealed last week showed, for example, how often Czechs have sex. In that respect, they don't differ from their neighbors in other parts of Europe. Professor Weiss again.
There is no difference in the frequency of intercourses or the duration of the intercourse. We know that by our results, the average duration of foreplay is about quarter of hour, and average duration of the intercourse is quarter of hour. So, and average frequency of intercourse is twice a week. So we can say that Czechs make love 1 hour in 1 week.
Still, there is a nagging suspicion this might be one area where respondents may have been a little less honest. After all, other studies have suggested that the average time spent making love is even shorter, roughly 7 or 8 minutes.
That's true that if we did real stopwatch researches, so the average time of intercourse was only 8 minutes. So 15 minutes is, I think, a little bit exaggerated.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
As for additional statistics, the study suggests that Czechs are growing more faithful than in the past, having fewer extramarital affairs, although half of the male respondents and one-third of females admit they have cheated. In terms of partners, men claim to have an average of around 9 and women around 5, meaning the truth lies somewhere in between. Pornography and commercial sex tend to play a far more important role in the fantasies and sex lives of Czech men rather than Czech women, which is also not unusual. And no sex survey would be complete without discussing orgasms, including faking them. 48% of women said they had faked them on occasion, while 21% said often or always. Interestingly, 8% of men said they faked them too, sometimes. As far as having orgasms is concerned, roughly a quarter of women said they had never had them, while almost 40% said they'd experienced an orgasm between 25 to 75% of the time. Finally, the most positive news. Those behind the study say when it comes to sex, Czechs remain highly liberal, open and tolerant, and not straight-laced, which specialists say allows for happier and healthier sexual lives.
The tolerance of Czechs in sexual questions is very high. I think the attitudes in sexual matters in Czech Republic and Czech society is the biggest and most liberal if you compare it with the American, British or French attitudes. So, for instance, attitudes toward premarital sex, extramarital sex, contraception, abortions, homosexuality, very liberal. We think that this is connected with the number of atheists in our society. I think this is the reason why we are so liberal in sexual matters.
Spinderella cut it up one time.